Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continued Zichor Miriam Perek Aleph. We are at Shir number 11, discussing the fourth reason as to why saying the Pasuk of Zichor is Asher also Hashem Lekech Miriam, but Derech Mitzayitzch Mitzrayim will not help a person to prevent him from speaking Lashon Hara. And the fourth reason, says the Chavetz Chaim, he begins with the Mashal, as he always does many times, and he says that just like a person goes to a doctor and the doctor tells him different tanoim, different conditions of certain foods to avoid, sharp foods, bitter foods, whatever it might be, that the doctor says, make sure you avoid these types of foods that will harm you and hurt your stomach, make you sick. And if the person is not following what the doctor says, you can still take the medicine he gives you, but you're still harming your body. At the same time, taking the medicine is not going to help. Kein hadavar binyaneinu, says the Chavetz Chaim, it's the same thing by us. Ha'odam ha'reitz elishmas atzmai mi'chait zeh, a person wants to protect himself from this chait. Olav l'das ha'itev etz ha'dvarim ha'vim ha'isoy l'idei loshon hara l'izor mizeh. A person who wants to make sure he doesn't speak loshon hara, he has to be very well versed, be very knowledgeable of the things that can bring a person to speak Lashon Hara. As are elaborated on in the Sefer Shmir Salashon, Perek Tezayin of Shar HaTvuna, the different things that can bring a person to speak Lashon Hara. He has to know this. Mr. Shem will get to this Sefer together. Lefichach, therefore, the Torah warns us, Hishomer b'nega tzaras, guard yourself with the plague of tzaras, lishmar me'oid, guard it well, la'asoy iskechol asher yoyru eschem ha'koyahanim ha'levim, the doctors are the koyahanim ha'levim. Listen to what they say, ki heim ha'roifim ha'mumchim l'dover zeh, they are the expert doctors on this field, in this topic. And they're the ones who show us the proper way to avoid Lashon Hara. The Sibayis HaNegoyim, the reasons why people become, get these plagues, v'eich lihirapei mizeh, and how to cure yourself. So the Chavetz Chaim is telling us, yes, you have to say the Pasuk and have to contemplate what you're saying as we learned in the past few days. But at the same time, the person is harming himself and doing the things that will bring him to speak Lashon Hara, this pasuk will not help him.